You and Grant for breakfast. Triple M.
Possible showers with tops of 12 degrees in Mount Gambier. Good morning. With the latest Limestone Coast news, I'm Karcher Rose Moss. 17 members of the Mount Gambier Regional Sport and Recreation Centre Community Reference Group have met for the first time, representing locals from all areas of the sporting community. The group have pored over plans for the multi-million dollar facility, discussing the process involved to get the centre plans off the ground. Limestone Coast locals can see the layout of the proposed facility at the City of Mount Gambier website. One of Australia's largest dairy processors, Saputo, has backed a code of conduct recommended by the ACCC. The code focuses on buying power for local dairy farmers after finding that ability to secure an appropriate share of profits depended on bargaining power and that most had limited scope, according to the ABC. Six dairy farmers lost their lives on properties in Australia in 2016. An expanding farm safety package calling on the industry to push towards zero workplace deaths. Dairy Australia Chair Jeff Oges says the only acceptable number of farm fatalities on the Limestone Coast is none at all.
So the farm safety starter kit enables you to work through a checklist and understand how your business is situated in regard to all elements of safety, and Farm Safety Manual lays out procedures and practices that you can contemplate and implement in order to make your workplace safer.
And locals have until the 3rd of August to weigh in and have their say on the Beachport boat ramp. Wattle Range Council is preparing a numerical model to trial different management options and are looking for feedback on local priorities for the ramp. Hard copies of the survey are available at the Beachport Visitor Information Centre or online at SurveyMonkey. And in sport, the SANFL State Championships have kicked off. Limestone Coast players joining the under-15s and under-17s Glenelg sides. The under-15s country team have claimed a solid 81-point win over North Adelaide on day one of the comp. The locals were bested by Central Districts but bounced back to take down Sturt Football Club. That's the latest in your local news and sport.
You and Grant for breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.